And so what is this harvest of righteousness that Paul speaks of? We are in the second Sunday of Advent, the Sunday of preparation. And I wore my traveling shirt, which has all the letters and visas and things to go on a trip, because I thought, is this not a preparation for a trip? If we were preparing for a trip, what would we do? If it was going to be a trip that would take us away from everything that we knew for a long period of time, or perhaps forever. I've had friends who've immigrated to other countries, and when they got ready to go, they sold their stuff. They chose what prized possessions they wanted to take with them. They said goodbye to their friends. They spent time celebrating this wonderful opportunity they had. They settled accounts, and they transferred themselves to another world. Well, we believe that there is another world, another better world to come. We believe that we are in preparation for a trip to heaven, a trip to a better place, a trip to another world, a trip to another life. But in this world, we have much to do to prepare for that. We have people with whom we need to settle accounts. We have people for whom we need to forgive, and we have people for whom we need to beg forgiveness. We have things that may burden us along the way, and if we do, we should sell them, give them away, get rid of them, move on. We have things that we care about and care about the memories that they represent and those things we keep and we cherish. But really, it is the relationships that matter. The relationship with God, the relationship with His Son, Jesus Christ, the relationships with our brothers and sisters, with our family of God, the other people who we share this wondrous promise, the people who share this Christ child that we celebrate the birthday of. Each year, this time of year, we come together again to remember His birth. We come together again to share presents and share joy and share wonderful, sweet things as we eat together, feast together, as we live together, as we help each other. And we share also the knowledge of His presence, of His love, of His healing, of His promise that we will have life eternal and more abundantly in the world into which we go. We share the joy of the young people and their learning about Christ and about Christmas, their excitement at the presents. We share the love of each other. We share the memories we've had over time. We prepare ourselves. See, the harvest of righteousness is what we get from having a right relationship with God. And that is the peace, the joy, and the love of Jesus Christ, who has shown us how to love each other, who has shown us how to treat each other, who has shown us that it is more important to give than to receive. We see in Christ coming the fulfillment of a promise. We see in Christ coming the preparation of this world for the coming of the next world. We see in Christ coming the power to transform our lives from poor, petty, worldly things to shining, glorious examples of heavenly splendor. We will become that which we are in awe of. We will come to be part of the kingdom. We will come to be heavenly beings. We will come to be part of that. But until that time comes, we have work to do to prepare here for the coming of our Lord. And so in celebrating His birth, we remember His death. In celebrating the joy of His presence, we remember the horror of His absence. And we remember all of those too, who do not know the joys that we have, who do not appreciate the warmth that we have, who do not know the fellowship that we have. And when we can, we reach out to them. And when we can't, we pray for them. because we know that God is with them, even if they don't know God. We know that God's presence is universal, even if they don't understand what that means. That shepherd's crook that you got as your gift from the children this morning is the crook of our shepherd Lord, who snatches us back from the dangers of the world if we will but listen to him, if we will but let him, if we will but hear him in his guidance. And so we come together this morning to share our communion, to remember in our preparation for his birth the sacrifice that he would make, to remember in our celebration of our joy the sadness that he had to suffer, the death that he would suffer, that we might have life, the gift of life, not just in this world, but throughout all.